Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Coming up on NBA Today, there were some key returns last night, headlined by Kawhi Leonard. What he did for the first time since making one of the most iconic shots in NBA history. Plus, Giannis is 28 today. We choose some gifts for the Milwaukee megastar and hear what he expects to get for his special day. Also, LeBron is back in Cleveland tonight. We take a look back at his unbelievable stats against his former team. NBA Today starts right now. You know, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, this was them back in action, the dynamic duo, the Batman and Robin, if you will. They were doing a little bit of everything, but Paul George off the drop, Chinee, just stepping back for the little wing three.
It's really nice when we get to see both of their superstars ready. And look at that reverse pivot all the way around to the basket. That is not easy. But Paul George, Marcus Morris, they're shooting the ball, and you just got to love it.
Yeah. Then in the fourth quarter, like this, they're moving the ball. And this is Kawhi time. This is what we have learned to see from him. Little step.
Ooh. I just love it, that 1-2 step to his elevation. But, hey, it was back and forth.
Yeah, it was back and forth. The Charlotte Hornets, they have a lot of talent. They just haven't been able to put it together. And this might not be the game. Do you know why? Because these boys work.
Lucky. How nice. Effort.
Paid.
Effort pays off.
Yeah, that's what – look, you got two guys that are able to do a little bit of everything around the rim, but this is what you pay for.
Wait for it.
Take his time. Got him. Please
him.
That's a lonely, lonely island to be. I've been out there. It is not very much fun.
Jab release.
Knocks down.
Money shot. Got to see it from all angles with the left. Textbook. You don't need many dribbles to be effective, y'all.
Yes, and Kawhi had some interesting sound for us right after you see the way this game finished. Not a quality look there from the Hornets, but you know what? They live to fight another day.
I felt good. My teammates trusted me. They seen who was on me at the beginning. It was Rozier, but they did a great job switching, and I was able to get the spot in, the ball in my spot, and shot the ball confidently. I can't wait to get back playing in a rhythm and, you know, playing more minutes. But, you know, I'm taking the challenge, and I'm happy we got the win tonight.
Did a ton of work, a ton of prep. I was just in a good rhythm. The time off was well spent working on my body, and we'll be one of those teams that's playing at the end. We just have to start forming and shaping up as the season goes on.
So after missing six games, Kawhi was back to being captain clutch. Now, Chinee, I want to know, because you got your iPad out. She's ready.
Oh, yes.
What did you see from Kawhi last night?
Let's do it. I saw two things. One, team basketball, and two, a money shot. Cash money. First, from the team perspective, the Clippers are 7-0 when they record 25 or more assists. Last night, they had 30, and this one assist I'm going to show you, Mr. Richard Jefferson.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's quite crazy, so let's roll the tape. This is beautiful team basketball. John Wall attacks, draws two, gets to Paul George, long closeout attack, and then you get a really great look here from Marcus Morris Sr. Now pause it right here. You'll see when you take the right shot when it's wide open, the timing allows you, someone like, you know, I'm a rebounder, but Kawhi Leonard, to really time up and sink this attack to the basket just in case he misses. And the miss happens there, and this is where they messed up, the Hornets, okay? Because look, 1, 2, 3, 4 Hornets are in position. They're in position to really rebound, but they think that they can out-athlete this rebound instead of box out. Well, guess what, y'all? You should have boxed out, because Paul George with the hustle play and the fun guy with probably his easiest finish. But this is what I really love. So now the game is tied, right? But now, you know, you see the ensuing possession. This is awesome. So what? We got 10 seconds left right on the dot. John Wall is looking around and he's like, who should I pass the ball to? Who's gonna take this last shot? He's looking at Paul George. Paul George, if we magnify it right here, Paul George, he's actually saying, hey, look at his arm. We're giving this to Kawhi Leonard. And so look at that. He points over there. They give it to Kawhi. And then most importantly, to try to get him on an island, what you'll see here is everyone is outside. Their feet are outside of three so that Kawhi Leonard can go one-on-one right here on his island. And all it took, you saw it in the highlight, he was waiting for it, waiting for him. Nice little rip through right here. Rip, oh, but you bit on it. One dribble, knockdown. Kawhi Leonard is 6-for-9 in clutch time so far this season. And so that's why John Wall was looking. Paul George was saying, let's give it to the fun guy. Let's give it to Kawhi because he can take us home. Even though he's not out there all the time in these games based on injury and stuff, he's still in a one possession game, probably the best answer that they've had. And team basketball was essential to getting them there.
And this is why it's so crazy. When you have these two studs, this is why everyone is so excited if the Clippers can get them on the court consistently. Because Kawhi has done some great things. Let's flash back to the last time Kawhi made a go-ahead shot in the final 5 seconds back in Game 7 against the Sixers in 2019. The shot, I want to say heard around the world, but it was really heard in Philly. Just yes, and that takes us, like, you know, that's a nice transition here to the 76ers. That's just great producing. I didn't write that. Our producer did. James Harden was back on the floor for the first time November 2nd in Houston, of all places.
Wait, don't say of all places. That is my hometown, 281713, and there's a bucket. With, by the way, those were his buckets, the threes and the free throws.
Yeah, threes and free throws. And that's James Harden. But look, he made just 4 of 11 three-pointers but missed all 8 shots in the paint. That's tied for the most paint attempts without a make in his entire career. And look, this game went down to the end. What a block.
The young guys, the young fellas out here in Houston have been really balling as of late.
Yes, but look, overtime.
Free basketball.
And look, these young kids, they will drive you crazy. You will love them. But look at that high left hand finish by Jalen Green. That is an elite, elite shot from a top pick. But Joel Embiid, big fella. There's not a big fella I've ever seen with a hang dribble as smooth as him.
Big facts, but look at this. I mean, they always had an answer, and that was a big call right there. That was a big call against Joel Embiid.
Yeah, that was a big call. They were gonna feel that now. Tie game. James Harden has a chance. Nope.
More basketball.
That's a lot. When you haven't played, the next thing you know, you're in a double overtime on the road against your former team. But look, that back knocks down the three, cuts the lead. Hat and the braids, too.
Okay, but look, this is all, I'm going to say this is all about the Rockets. They get the win, but like bigger questions for Philly.
Now, look, Harden made just 4 of 11 three-pointers, but missed all 8 of his shots, like I mentioned earlier. And that is tied for the most paint attempts without a make in a game in his entire career. Take a listen to what Harden had to say after the game.
I mean, rehabbing and working out by yourself for a month straight, month without really, like, live contact and people guarding you and all that basketball things is necessary to, you know, translate into the game. It's difficult. So tonight I take the credit for it. You know, I didn't play well, but, you know, I got to be better, and I will.
Oh, let's bring in the rest of our panel here. Senior writers Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst. Yes, I feel a little bit smarter already. Zach, let's start with you in your beautiful red shirt. Shout out to Croatia. What stood out to you from Harden in his first game in over a month?
Look, I'm not going to read too much into it. There were a lot of uncharacteristic turnovers last night for the Sixers. Even Joel Embiid had some. Let's chalk it up to first game in a while. But two things have plagued the Sixers all season. Number one, James Harden still doesn't have the burst that we associate with Houston James Harden or even Brooklyn James Harden. And that's reflected in can't make a two, shooting more mid-rangers than ever. It's great that he can make them, but he's not the rim attacking machine that he used to be. And number two, this team just looks so kind of stagnant at times on offense. They play Harden ball, and then they play Embiid ball. And both of those styles can be really effective because those dudes are just that good. But Boston and Milwaukee demand a little bit more, a little bit more connectivity, a little bit more flow, especially when Tyrese Maxey comes back. He's got to eat too. And so I think if they want to get into the stratosphere with those two teams, they've just got to get a little more zip offensively. It just can't be your turn, my turn. As good as the two turn takers are, that's not going to beat the two juggernauts above them in the East.
Yeah, if you watch the end of this game, there was a lot of clutch possessions, and a lot of times the Sixers went to a Harden Embiid pick and roll. I mean, that's a basic play, and when you made the trade to get James Harden, that's what you're envisioning, a play that's extremely difficult to defend. But what ends up happening in so many of these Harden Embiid pick and rolls, and we saw it last year and we're seeing it again this year, is that they go through the motions and then they just isolate. Like you said, Zach, they very rarely truly play off of each other. And in this particular case, you saw Harden still isolating a lot, Embiid still isolating a lot, not getting the kind of shots they needed, and they lose to a team that, while the Rockets have been playing better lately, this is a game the Sixers need to win. And, you know, they are now, Harden and Embiid are now 2-5 this year when they play together. Still very early. Definitely injuries. Lots of time to work it out. But the early returns, despite all of the optimism from the offseason, we're just not seeing it in the actions on the court.
One of the bright spots, Chinay, was Tobias Harris. He shot 9 for 15, 7 for 8 from 3 for 27 points. Even when you don't have one of your stars, no Tyrese Maxey, and James Harden is struggling, Tobias Harris is somebody that the Sixers can probably get more from.
Yeah, and with James Harden out and also Maxey out, I think we started to see that shift with Tobias Harris, where there has been a lot of great expectations the last few years for him, and he's sort of delivered in this recent stretch. But we get oftentimes to speak about the Philadelphia 76ers. Even when they lose, we don't get to talk about the Houston Rockets. Oh, I'm wearing red when they win, because I know that's not like a big thing, but like their young players have started to show up. They're 4-3 in their last seven games after starting the season 3-14. Mm-hmm. Jalen Green has looked sensational, I think averaging 23 points per game. I'm going to talk about the Rockets. My producer, Greg Fonseca, is in my ear saying, this is not what we're supposed to do. Well, guess what? The Rockets deserve this moment, because I feel like as much as we talk about how they need to have more synergy, the Sixers in their offense, you're right, it can't be one turn in the NBA. The reality is the Rockets are much better. They're turning the corner a little bit.
Yeah, look, I get it. Like, the Rockets, we don't talk about enough on here. Yes,
This is our one chance. So, like, let me have my 90 seconds.
I might be a little bitter because they drafted me and then traded me immediately. And again, I'm
still. Thank you. Yeah, let's stand in unison against producer Greg.
Well, no. I'm saying I'm bitter against the Houston Rockets. Like, I'm like.
But you're not bitter against Houston and your girl, right?
No. Okay, no. You're a family. But look, they did have some young players play extremely well.
Porter Jr., Jabari Smith is
playing well. Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green had a great game. So we're just going to keep talking
about. They're so mad at me right now. Well,
but look. We don't need to talk any more about the Rockets, because we have so much more to get to. Still to come on NBA Today, what Luka, SGA, and Giannis did last night to propel their teams to victory. Don't miss those highlights. Plus, are Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown the best duo in the league?
Yes.
We rank them next. And LeBron and AD take on the Cavs tonight in Cleveland. Why this may be the best Cavs team since this moment.
Let me see this. Which moment?
Cleveland! This is for you! Ow!
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It's V-Week on ESPN as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer.
Welcome back to NBA Today. I'm Richard Jefferson in for Malika Andrews, and there were six 30-point scores in the association last night. So let's go a little coast-to-coast and check it out. See who was putting in some absolute work, starting with Luka. The Mavs who blew out the Suns thanks to Luka's 33. He's now scored 30 in 30 minutes in consecutive games for the second time in his career. He is the only person to ever do so. Like, Shanae, what do you think?
Is he that dude? He is that dude. And I think some people are like, oh, it's against Devin Booker. But, like, can we give Devin Booker a break? This was a back-to-back. And also he's coming off of, like, this is a road trip start. He was just averaging 45 in games and then went into this back-to-back scenario. So Luka is that dude, but also Devin Booker is. I just wanted to, like, quiet
NBA
Twitter.
There's something extra with there. Luka had a little something extra. And then Pacers rookie Andrew Nembhard led the Pacers over the Warriors by becoming the third rookie to go 30 points, 10 assists, 5 threes in a game in the last 20 seasons, joining Trae Young. And look, I want to say that Rick Carlisle said if they had to redraft, he thinks Nembhard would go in the top 10. You think so?
At this point, like, I don't want to do and shuffle the draft board. Just be happy that you're winning right now, Pacers. Let's talk about the rookies.
Ben Mathurin said, hey, I can take it
to LeBron, and then Nembhard knocking down shots. They've been one of the fun surprises of the season so far.
No, I'm with it. And then probably the biggest surprise, the person that probably needs to get the most love, SGA continued his incredible scoring stretch with his seventh straight 30-point game. That's the longest streak by a Thunder player since Russell Westbrook during his MVP season in 2017. Shanae, do you like Shea's chances of being All-NBA?
Absolutely. He's number three right now in the NBA in scoring, 31.3 points per game. This guy's going to be an all-star, All-NBA if he keeps this up. And I just love how he's still taking the game seriously considering that OKC, you know, they're not healthy, but they're like a year away from being a year away.
Yeah, all right. Last, but certainly not least, one day before his 28th birthday, he's only 28, Giannis recorded his seventh straight 30-point game as well. That's the longest streak in Buck history behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And it all followed, starting that whole ladder situation that happened after the Sixer game. Here's the birthday boy, what his little birthday plans are after the game.
I don't know if my lady have anything planned for me. I hope they have something planned for me. Maybe like a birthday cake, maybe like a birthday card, or maybe like a birthday watch, or maybe a jewelry. I would love that. I don't know if my family is watching right now. They should go get them. I will not want to go to dinner because I have a game the next day. I want to be able to rest and get my treatment that I usually do and take my nap and play with my kids. Other than once I put my kids to bed, you never know what can happen, you know? Might get a little bit freaky. It's my birthday.
I don't know why I feel a little weird bringing back in Zach and Brian Windhorst after Giannis talking about he wants to get a little freaky. What was your reaction to Giannis' post-game interview? Well, that's what he said, Shanae.
I know.
Zach, what was your reaction?
I loved it.
I think, look, he's got Homer Simpson there. That's always a plus. And if we're talking about Giannis' birthday presents, I would say this. Everyone's always obsessed with the threes and the free throws. He's shooting 24% from floater range, those little shots in the paint that are not at the rim. And those are the shots that he was making more of when they won the championship. Those little jump hooks, little fading 13-footers. Forget the threes. That's the shot that could separate him. Let's get that back in the repertoire. Let's get that accuracy up, because if that happens, that's a problem. But really, Giannis has everything.
You asked him about that interview, Richard, and he's talking about floaters. My hat tip, if you could give anything to Giannis for his birthday, I think you give him great weather in Milwaukee, because at some point he's going to need some players to come there. And if he wants to be competing for titles when he's 35,
the picture you guys he's show going to need Milwaukee. Some help.
So, hey, listen, I'm from Cleveland. I'm not looking down at Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. It's one of my favorite NBA cities because it reminds me of home, Cleveland. But, you know, it's rough in the winter. It would help if global warming made Milwaukee tropical, and then you could get the best players kind of come there.
Go, Janae.
Are we doing my gift? Like, what gift?
Yes.
I would give Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, for his birthday, happy 28th, Giannis, a smoothie. I would give him a smoothie. One of my favorite moments when he came into the league was like, just tasted the smoothie for the first time. Yes. God bless America.
Yes.
I love it. So I'm going to give him a smoothie, and I think he'd enjoy it.
You're going to give him a smoothie. Okay, well, look. Giannis has been on absolute fire since the latter incident with a career high in 7 straight 30-point games, leading the league at 36 about points a game. That's to go with 10 boards and almost 6 assists per game. And it all happened after the whole ladder thing.
So what would you give Giannis?
I would give him a rematch. I would give him a rematch. I want to see the rematch between him and the ladder, because I don't think the ladder was ready. I don't think the ladder was prepared for this battle. So that's what I would want to get Giannis for his birthday.
Okay.
Do you have any issues with that, Janae?
I do, because that's like not a real thing. And he also won that. So go ahead, Zach.
Zach, yes. Tell me that we're being ridiculous while you're wearing this jersey.
First of all, the ladder thing, let's just forget the ladder thing. Second of all, did Windhorst just wish that global warming made Milwaukee tropical? Yo, we don't want to all die. That would be a bad sign. And Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday are already there. How many more guys does he need?
He needs them all.
They're like right neck and neck with the Celtics to come out of the East.
Yeah,
doing all right.
Look, I have never seen a player say, I want less talent. I want all talent. Give me as much talent around me as possible so he can keep doing it the
Wendy,
hard way.
Wendy, you were wild.
Say he wants more colder weather. More colder weather.
All right. Enough of this. Coming up on this jam-packed show, LeBron James, speaking of Cleveland, returns there for the first time this season. What we can expect out of him against a very tough Cavs team. And we dive into the historic start that the Celtics are on. Why this may be the best offense we have ever seen. Brian and Zach break it down. Plus, it was the video that had everyone on the internet faked out. We have Steve Kerr and Steph Curry's reaction. More NBA Today after the break.
He made at least 2 of those, y'all.
No, he practices these things.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Anytime I can try to put this state and this community on the map in a positive way, I'm going to try. You may bet.
Thing I always say, don't never let somebody tell you can't achieve something. Don't never let nobody tell you that. If you believe in something, you can do it.
Strive for greatness.
That is crazy. The old man now. LeBron has scored almost 30 points per game against the Cavs, second most by any player versus a former team in NBA history, behind only KD's 32 against OKC. LeBron James is 17-2 in the games he plays against the Cavs, and one of those losses came earlier this season in LA. For more on LeBron's return to Cleveland, we now welcome in Lakers reporter Dave McMiniman. Dave, this is LeBron's 10th game in Cleveland as a visitor, his third as a Laker. What is his mindset as he returns to his hometown?
Richard, he cherishes these moments. He's 3-0 at this arena since joining the Lakers, including one of the all-time great LeBron moments during the pandemic season when a Cavs executive kind of cheered for him missing a shot at the end of the third quarter. He went nuts in the fourth, ended up with 46 points for the game. He always gets tuned up for this matchup. And Akron, of course, is about 45 minutes down the road. He told me in D.C. the other night that he's going to have friends and family in the arena. And you know, the unspoken thing here, Richard, is that we're probably less than a handful of these games left in his career. So there's going to be even more, of a special atmosphere for LeBron as he considers how few of these chances he has left.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of talk about how quality this Cavaliers team is. This is probably the best team that he has faced since he has left. So LeBron is back again. Brian, you have covered just about every one of his returns. Why do you feel like this trip is different?
The Cavs have been awful whenever they've not had LeBron for 25 years, okay? The last time they made the playoffs without LeBron James was in 1998. I think you were, you know, taking sociology 101 at Arizona back then, Richard. And he's just clearly been on better teams. And so even last year, Cavs fans were believing that maybe if LeBron didn't extend with the Lakers, that he would come back for a third time in the summer of 2023. And it wasn't until the Donovan Mitchell trade and the LeBron James extension that that dream really ended. And so the Cavs fans have moved on, and the Cavs organization has moved on, and which is why not only do they actually have a chance against LeBron this season, which they haven't had for so many times and they've played him in the past, but they also have a chance to make that playoff, and that is symbolic. And I know that, you know, they're third in the East, and as the season goes along, there's going to be like, oh, will the Cavs finish third or finish fifth, or can they get to second? This is a team that hasn't won a playoff series without LeBron since 1993 and hasn't made it to the playoffs without him since 1998. This is a completely foreign territory, and I think you saw it in the way the Cavs played against the Lakers a few weeks ago. Now you've got a much improved Laker team and a Cavs team that's the healthiest they've been in a couple of weeks. And this is a real game tonight that's not about nostalgia. It's about what's happening right now.
Yeah, and hopefully that recent, the recent basketball that they've been playing will be motivation, meaning last year we talked about the Cavs sort of overperforming. They were top two at one point, trickled down to top four, and then, you know, looked at, towards the end of the season, not really being so much as a contender. But now they realize they've added, you know, pieces, and those pieces have worked out really well. Like, the Cavs, first of all, are expected to win, and also not only win, like, speaking versus LeBron, but, like, we have great expectations of this team for the first time in a long time because they have truly balanced basketball. I mean, speaking of who you're looking at, Kevin Love has looked amazing so far this season. Garland and Mitchell have really teamed up well in a way that people had questions starting the season. How will this backcourt work? Well, guess what? When we talk about 1-2 punches, like one person going off for 50 one night or 40 and another person doing it, like that's hard to keep defenses honest when you have that type of depth at the point guard position. So, yeah, I think this is a fun matchup, not only for nostalgia for LeBron James returning home, but also for Cavs to try to end, like, these types of games are the ones you look back on and say, hey, everyone's here for this reason, but let's show people that we are here to stay. And I think that's the brand of Cleveland Cavaliers basketball that you know, Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, okay. That.
Look, it's almost 2023. And to Brian's point, since 2003 until last season, the Cavs were completely defined by LeBron James. His presence, his absence, his potential return. Last season was the first time, and Darius Garland talked about this in January, 11 months ago, that the Cavs began to form an identity absent LeBron James. And that's only accelerated this year, and obviously that's healthy for the franchise. That's the Cavs. For the Lakers, look, they're 8-2 in their last 10 games. Their schedule's been pretty soft. Anthony Davis is playing sensational. This is the beginning of a stretch of games that really started with the Milwaukee game last weekend, I guess, where it's Cleveland, Philly, Toronto, Boston, Denver, leading up to that December 5th date when it's easier to trade players. We're about to learn a lot about the present day Los Angeles Lakers. So we can make this game about nostalgia if we want, but the Cavs have moved on, and the next 10 to 12 games for the Lakers are really, really important in determining the course of their season.
Yeah, and look, we're gonna talk about the next 10 games, but if we're gonna talk about the next 10 games, we can also talk about the last 10 games. And even though all the focus has been on LeBron James, Anthony Davis has been playing the best basketball of his career. 95 points in the last two games. Let me say that again. 95 points in the last two games. Chiney, Can he keep this up tonight and honestly take a little bit of heat off LeBron?
Absolutely. I think he can. Now, mind you that the Cavs defense is stout, right? They have rim protection. But the reality is AD went up against Giannis and was fearless. And I think that fearless mentality is something that he's bringing to each and every one of his opponents right now. Look at those numbers. 35 points per game, most in the NBA. 15, 16, almost 16 rebounds per game. And then three blocks.
Yeah,
I'm rounding down, but like rounding up. The last 9 games have been the best, you know, stretch of Anthony Davis brand of basketball that we have seen. And I think given the platform, he's not like he fought so hard to get back to playing this type of basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to give it up that easily, meaning he's going to want to go hard. Again, I broke it down yesterday, I believe, leading the NBA in this stretch in paint points. I see something different in his eyes, and this is another challenge. You've been seeing him like answer every possession, whether it is in the paint or knocking down the three. I'm excited. I think he'll get up for this one because he knows it's another opportunity to quiet people that have been talking very loudly the last 2 years.
Including us.
Everyone knows it's not me.
But the way, what I like about this road trip, especially as a challenge to Anthony Davis, is that you had Giannis, and we know about those battles. He had Porzingis in Washington, and now he's going to go against a young stud in Mobley and Jared Allen. And so now all of a sudden it's like that challenge continues. He's got more bigs that he gets to go and prove that he is one of the best in the league.
Yeah, and he's trying to make his case that he's back and he's real.
Yeah, well, look, and if you think we're done talking about LeBron James, well, then you don't really know us. Coming up, we go top of the top.
Yeah.
One of the Kings' best moments in Cleveland.
Buckets.
Time is something that cannot be bought. It cannot be wagered with God, and it is not in endless supply. Time is simply how you live your life.
It's V Week at ESPN. When we partner with the V Foundation to highlight the urgent need for cancer research, this is game-changing research that helps save lives. You can join the fight against cancer by visiting v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes directly to cancer research. Now, we're going to go right to this Toronto versus Celtics matchup. And look, the Celtics were 1-point underdogs. That caught a little people by surprise. I'm sure Vegas had something to say about that. And Pascal Siakam was going to work early. Had a pretty strong game. And look, when you're going against these forwards, you're going to need that. Pascal Siakam with 17 points in that first half, setting the tone for the game. But the third quarter, Boston getting to work. Jason Tatum, is he having an MVP season? A lot of people are saying that he's having an MVP season and he would be the MVP favorite at this point in time. But just, again, putting in the work. Boston up here by 6 in transition. Getting work. Just some big boy work there by Jason Tatum. But we're going to jump to the fourth quarter. Celtics still leading in Toronto. Tough place to play. Jaylen Brown with the jab step 3. These guys together, I just don't know if there is a better duo. We might have a conversation about that. Then get the guy in the air. Little pump fake and 1. Ball movement there. Swing, swing. And then Shanae's doing some work. Shanae, you almost ready for this? Because we're going to have a conversation.
Yep.
Yes, and look, when you check out the offensive juggernaut, look, offensive efficiency, 3-point field goals per game, 3-point field goal percentage, true shooting percentage. They rank number 1 in all of these categories. And I'm pretty sure if we found more categories, they would probably rank in the top 3. Boston is on pace to smash all kinds of records. And then I want to ask my guy, Mr. Professor Zach, what is the most impressive Celtics statistic so far?
I mean, all of it. Look, there have been stories that have risen and fallen over a week here or week there. The biggest story on the court in the NBA this whole season is Boston's offense. And you can pick any of those stats. But one, I want to shout out a website called Cleaning the Glass and my guy Ben Falk, who measures half court points per possession. Half court. Forget transition, fast breaks. Just when the game slows down, how efficient are you? They're number 1 by a country mile. The gap between them at one and the second place team is the same as the gap between number two and like number 16. And remember, this is where they fell apart against Miami when they escaped it, against Golden State when they didn't. When they were turning the ball over, when the game got slow, when they weren't attacking the right matchups, when they weren't moving it fast enough. This year, they are a precision machine of scoring and passing. They're almost in the top five in assist rate, which you never would have guessed the way they played the last couple rounds of the playoffs last year. It's the biggest on-court story in basketball. If this Boston offense is like this, they are the championship favorites.
Zach, first of all, let me say this. I've been following basketball for 45 years, even though I'm only 42 years old, and I have never heard points per possession in the half court. That's a new stat, and I actually like it. I respect it, so I'm pretty sure that that's going to get mixed in with everything. But I want to ask Brian Windhorst. Brian, now, we've heard Zach per possession half court, which is, I'm sure we're going to start hearing more about that. What has been so impressive to you about their start to the season?
Yeah, he mentioned it a little bit, but their assist-to-turnover ratio, they're second in the league in assist-to-turnover. And I went to so many Celtics playoff games last year, and those games in the TD Garden where those guys, especially Jaylen Brown was, there'd be times when he'd just hand the ball away, and Marcus Smart and even Tatum would lose focus. And those turnovers were maybe the biggest reason. That and Steph Curry just being awesome kept them from winning the title last year. There were so many possessions that they would just hand the ball away. The unforced turnovers just killed this team at times last year. I can still close my eyes and hear the groans in TD Garden when, even as great as those guys were in the stages, how it would drive the fans up a wall the way they would give the ball away. And they have definitely made that a priority, and they have definitely cleaned it up. And look, you cannot be a high-level offensive team like they are if you hand the ball away, and they are not, and they are awesome.
And look, when they fixed the one problem that was turning the ball over, it wasn't just its growth between their young guys, but also bringing in Malcolm Brogdon, bringing in a steady ball handler, allowing those guys to do everything that they normally do. And that's just scoring. But let's take a little bit of a closer look at Tatum and Brown. Through the first 25 games, they are averaging 57.5 combined points per game. The last two pair of teammates to average that many points, look, it was James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And then before that, it was Kobe and Shaq. So I got my girl, Chiney, Miss Houston herself. Tell me, is this the best combo in the league?
Right now, the answer is heck yes. It absolutely is. This is the best. Look at that number, 57.5 points per game between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But it's not just that. If you think about it, they also lead their team, who is missing one of their biggest defensive pieces in Robert Williams.
Yeah, that was
the idea. That was Patrick Holmes. Yeah, there we go. One of the biggest defensive pieces outside of Marcus Smart. They're top in rebounds per game. And then also, they also are top in made three-pointers per game. And this is a team that makes the most threes in the NBA. So there's so many categories, as you mentioned, that are top three or top one offensively and defensively, which is slept on when you think about the Celtics as well.
You know what else is crazy is, yes, they are these guys. They are those dudes. And I know Perk is so happy right now. I know he wishes he can be on the show. But you forget about all the other talent. Again, Al Horford.
Yep.
They have the defensive player of the year on their squad currently. So they are a very complete team. And so I also want to talk about one thing. We've got some new hardware that we're going to debut. Yes.
Oh.
Look at this.
Okay.
Now, look. Now, again, apparently we're going to give out some participation trophies. I dig it. This goes to the best regular season record.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got a crystal ball, right? So if you got
I'm
the best
mad
if you got
this.
The best regular season record, then this is the best teammate award. And would you ever be up for the best teammate award?
Absolutely, but just not with you.
No. I'm not a teammate.
Me and Malika, me and Perk, not me and you.
Me and Perk, do you think me and Perk can get the best teammate?
Can we get the best teammate?
No, but I look.
Off camera, absolutely.
No, look, I like this. And this is, I can't. Look,
yeah,
I,
it literally says.
The best regular season record. Award. I'm curious to see how teams are going to handle this now. Players are going to handle it. I like new awards. I like new love.
Do you know which team would have got this in 2017, 2018?
Who?
The Houston Rockets.
Abu. Okay, look, coming up next on NBA Today. Today, did you know today is the World Trick Shot Day? We get Steph's reaction to this viral video next on NBA Today.
Keep it locked. My day.
Will you stop with this Houston
Never.
Stuff?
Never.
Come on, they're not going to let
Never.
Us back. They're not going to let us back. You keep doing this. Know that today is trick shot day.
Oh wow.
And I want you to take a look at these five straight four. Why is the graphics guy say this is not real? Can't we
wait? Wow, that's not cool.
You didn't know it wasn't real?
Who did that?
Steph Curry did it.
Producer Darren.
Look, he's fine. No. Look at this.
That looks real to me.
Oh, there's multiple angles of it.
This is ridiculous. But we know what it is.
Here.
I knew it was fake when he made five in a row. I thought three in a row, you know, he could do that, but not five in a row. It was, I think, just the fact that it's Steph made people pause and wonder if it was real. So that's all you need to know about Steph.
What was up with the doctored video of the full court heaves? And then also, yeah.
You said the doctored video?
That's what Raymond said. Raymond said it was fake. Doctored.
No, the doctored, the edited. The CGI.
Yeah.
Nobody believes I made five in a row from 90 feet. Still,
I think some people still believe it's real.
I'll let them be the judge of that, but it's an ultimate compliment to probably be amazed by it, but not think it's outlandish that it could be real. I did make two of them though, just in case anybody was wondering.
Okay, look, we're bringing back the whole panel. I just did the game in San Francisco, and he does shoot it from their tunnel to the opposite end of the court, so he has a little bit of practice. But, Zach, what was your first thought when you saw this video?
Honestly, this fake video stuff scares me, man. If you have this kind of power, at least use it for fun stuff like this, because you start thinking about the real implications of it, it's a little scary.
Brian?
I know you've heard something called a deep fake, and I guess this technically would be a deep fake, but because it's Steph Curry, it was kind of a shallow fake because like you couldn't completely rule it out, even though it was a deep fake. Is that all track?
I don't know. I'm just wondering, Brian, like you've talked about
global warming. That's what I was going to say, global warming, CGI.
We got to figure out these internet websites that you're hanging out on, big guy. That's my issue. I think the biggest thing for me, as a person that has played against him, as a person that has watched him play, the biggest compliment to Steph is that everyone was like, man, that's crazy, man. Steph's doing his best.
Man, that's crazy.
NBA players, guys that have played with this man and played against him were like, man, that's crazy. Good for Steph. How are we going to guard him now?
Richard, it got me. I fully thought that was real.
Yeah. Oh, okay, look, I thought
but
it
I'm
was
easy
real.
To get, so.
Right. Look, anyways. It was fake. Today is trick shot day. Shout out to all the people out there pushing the boundaries and doing a bunch of crazy trick shots. And look, still to come, LeBron makes his return to Cleveland for the 10th time. So it's only right to, you know, relive some of those moments. I even might make a little bit of an appearance.
No.
NBA Today back in 60 seconds.
No, one,
yeah, I
two.
Did I make an appearance?
Three.
I better.
Four.
ESPN's doubleheader is full of some quality talent. Trae Young and the Hawks taking on the Knicks at 7:30 Eastern. Then the Celtics are in Phoenix to take on Devin Booker and the Suns. And look, Friday we got Lakers versus Philly. I will be in the building doing that game, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, NBA Friday, Lakers 76ers. And then Bucks versus Dallas Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We got a lot of quality games. Mm-hmm. You got AD versus Giannis. You got AD versus Embiid. You got Giannis versus Luka. We got a lot, but you know what we got a lot of? We got some top of the top. And look, speaking of LeBron, with him in Cleveland tonight, we had to give some. Is that a Wally Szczerbiak sighting?
Oh, top alley. Okay. It was the back bend for me at the end.
Oh, yes, the back bend. Little Booby Gibson.
Ooh,
reach. Ooh. Headband Bron. Headband Bron is a problem.
And what happened when you took it off?
Well, you know, the hair came with it, right? You know?
I knew where I was trying to lead
you. You knew where you were trying to go. Oh, and then this one, poor Dwight. Ooh, they still won the series. I feel like that was the only game they won in that series.
It was.
Thank you,
producer Schwartz. not my knowledge.
Schwartz is in the back. He's like, it was Richard. Yeah, that's how you look. Sometimes you're just like,
Oh, that was the top triple. Okay.
That's the top triple. Now the top hammer. Ooh. Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah. Mm. What he did versus the Pistons.
Is it the entire East?
The Celtics, God, you got a different type of Bron. Look at that.
He literally ran the East.
KG didn't even try to jump. KG tried to go and was like, no, I'm good.
Business decision.
All right. Top of the top, buzzer beater.
Okay.
Ooh, block it. All right, we're going to fast forward. Yeah, oh, so we're going to show the block before.
Okay. Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
A problem. 2018. Oh, this one. Ooh! I don't know, but this dude's pretty good.
That's the moment like I dream of, standing on top of the scorer's table.
Oh, this one. This was a tough shot. The high off the glass. Look, he just. It was a good time. We had a good time. And then look, top connection. A little Kyrie off the glass. Look at me. I'm dancing over there in the postseason. Like, let's go.
Turn up, Richard.
Let's go. I'm trying to go to the after party.
But hold on. I think we have some honorable mention. Let's check it out.
Oh, look at the point, though. No. Look at the point. Honorable mention.
Oh, who was this on? It's on you, boo-boo.
What are you talking about?
It's on you.
First of all.
LeBron's top Cleveland plays. Yeah.
That was. Well, that's Lawrence Frank's fault. Bradley, you see how big that boy was?
Can you defend yourself right here? Because you weren't doing it there.
No, I will defend myself. My career high is against the Cavs and LeBron James. Is that okay? Is that a good defense?
That's all right.
Okay, well, look, I just want to say thank you so much, Chinee, for everything that you do.
Do I get a teammate award now?
You get a teammate award. This will be the only time that we're going to hand out the teammate awards. What do you think? Well, anything else? I'll give you this because you have been Miss Rocket all day. Would you like to say something about your Rockets?
Keep fighting the good fight. I know we only put your highlights on here when they're against other people like Giannis dropping 50 and Ja going for 48 or 49, but I'm here for you, Houston Rockets fans, and thank you so much for giving me a platform to do what I do best and just talk NBA, but with the flavor of H-Town. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Okay, whatever. Look, I don't have any hype like that other than I want to say, what's up, my guy, Dan Orlovsky, NFL Live?
What's up, Mina? Hi, Laura.
Oh, what's up, Laura?